The Red Bluff Roundup is on. April 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. Get your tickets now. $250,000 is up for grabs for 600 of the toughest cowboys and cowgirls. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the good seats while you can. It's consistent action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractor. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7, and an after party with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Windows and Red Bluff Guy. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30, and an evening concert by country music star Jackson D. And Sunday is Haleakala and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Red Bluff office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
It's time for America Outdoors Radio, the show that covers the outdoor scene across the U.S. of A. and the entire continent. Fishing, hunting, conservation, outdoor recreation, and great destinations, we cover it all every week. It's your country, your outdoors. Let's explore it together with your host, John Cruz.
Welcome to the show. I hope you've had a good week, and I hope you're going to have a great weekend. And with any luck, we're going to inspire you to get out there hunting and fishing and just outdoors enjoying nature this week as well. And I'm going to have some help with that through not one, not two, but three spectacular guests that I am so proud to have on the show today. In just a minute, you're going to hear from Will Brantley. He's the hunting editor for Field & Stream. He's an avid turkey hunter. That's what he's doing right now. And he's going to share a pretty humorous story about a turkey hunt that he had in Tennessee about a year ago. And let's just say things didn't go exactly as planned. Another guest you'll hear from today is Ken Perot. He is the Outdoors Rambler. And he has indeed been rambling as of late. He has been hunting chukar at a preserve in Virginia with his Boykin Spaniel named Jameson. And he's been down to Louisiana, did a little saltwater fishing on a pretty sketchy day out on the water. And he also got to sample some of the wonderful Cajun fare they have available in Louisiana. And on top of that, he got to go to a very special museum that's not outdoors related, but I think you'll want to hear about it. Following our conversation with Ken, we're going to have an extended conversation with Mike Arnold. Now, Mike is actually a professor at the University of Georgia, but he is also an avid African big game safari hunter. And he has written a book titled Bringing Back the Lions that is all about a part of Mozambique called the Zambezi Delta. Now, this area, back in the 60s, it was a literal paradise and wildlife flourished. But then war came to Mozambique, and the populations of all the animals in this area plummeted, along with lasting damage to the habitat there. However, after the war ended, paradise was restored, and the story of how hunters helped to do that and turn things around, not just for the wildlife, but for the local tribes people who live in this area, is an absolutely amazing one that you've just got to hear today. So without further ado, let's get things started and talk a little turkey. Next up on America Outdoors Radio, if you go to fieldandstream.com, you're going to find a really fun article there. It's actually a collection of short stories about stupid turkeys and how even shooting a stupid turkey can be a difficult thing to do. And one of the stories in there is from none other than Will Brantley. He is the hunting editor for Field & Stream, and we are catching him in Texas. He's down there with his family for spring break, and I understand you just bagged a gobbler this morning.
We sure did, John. We're down here in Texas hunting the North Zone, and it's really hot, but we did get a bird and called him up. Looked like my little boy was going to get a shot at him, but he ended up sort of skirting us, and he went around behind us. My buddy killed him, but he was a big bird, big, nice spurs, and he put on a really good show, so we had a lot of fun. And so, yeah, good start to the spring break for sure.
Well, that's fantastic, and things went a lot better on your Texas hunt today than they did with the story you're about to tell. Let's talk about this really rainy day where you went turkey hunting.
Oh, man, I don't know that I really want to get into that one again, John. It brings up painful memories. It's been a year ago. You know, I'm a turkey hunting nut. I love to hunt everything, but I would rather turkey hunt than anything. I love turkeys. I love their behavior. I love calling them. I love the strategy of getting in range. And also really love the process of scouting them, particularly on, you know, big chunks of public land where I've got room to roam around. And, you know, there's a few areas there close to home down in Tennessee. Well, I live in Kentucky, but I hunt down in Tennessee, too. We live right on the state line. And there's some areas there that I just really enjoy chasing birds, and I've chased them there for years. And I got drawn for a two-day quota hunt last year, and it often goes, you know, we had forecast for a lot of rain and stuff the first morning of the hunt, and that's, you know, it's kind of par for the course in April. So anyway, so I was scouting that evening, and I saw this bird in a bean field by himself. He's standing out there in the rain, and the forecast was calling for heavy rain again the next morning, but I knew I needed to be there close. And so started at daylight, didn't hear the bird at all. Really, it didn't seem like I was around a turkey at all. It was just pouring down rain. But it ended up fairing off a couple hours into the morning, and the sun came out, and it was pretty. And those conditions, I guess, I saw him just in the road and caught him. He was out strutting, just full view. And, you know, on the one hand, I was pumped to have found him. On the other hand, like, he was right on the road. And this being a public spot, I knew he wasn't going to be there for long before this spot gets hunted really hard. And I knew he wasn't going to be there long before another hunter saw him and tried to get after him. And so I was being pretty aggressive with him, and I called him and his hens up. They were in gun range, but I didn't have a really good shot at him. I was kind of down in a little creek bottom and was waiting to get a shot through the edge, you know, out into the field. And sure enough, another truck comes by. They see him. I hear him slowing down. And bird drops strut, and he and the hens take off through the woods. They skirt around me, cross the road in front of my truck, and I see him going up over a ridge on the other side of the road. I'm thinking, well, that's probably over, but I'll give it a little bit, and then I'll try to get up over that ridge and see if I can fire him up again. And so I went after him, got up over the ridge, and just about got set down, and he gobbled, and he was just out of sight. And I hit a call, and no more than hit a call, I saw him coming, he pops up, and it was, you couldn't ask for a prettier, you know, 20, 25-yard shot. I don't remember just exactly how close it was, but he was close. And put it on him, and the gun clicked. It was like the stuff of nightmares. You know, you have that reoccurring nightmare of, you know, you've gone on the hunt of a lifetime if you get to load your gun. And that's exactly what this was, except I had a Dutch yell. So the bird, he gets a little squirrely, and he starts kind of sidestepping out of there. And I'm reaching up, I'm shooting an autoloader, and I'm trying to rack one out. And I'm on the one hand, like, I'm trying to be kind of quiet and ginger about it. On the other hand, like, I'm trying to rack my gun hard enough that it'll actually fire the next shot. And by the time I got reloaded, he was spooked, but he wasn't freaking out, you know. And I don't know where his hens went, but he had left them by this point. And so he just goes out of sight about the time I get reloaded, and I'm thinking, well, there's two chances I've definitely screwed him up. And sort of sitting there thinking about what to do, and he gobbles. And so he gobbles up ahead, and I'm like, all right, well, maybe I can call him in the third time. And so I sneak ahead probably 50 yards, call at him, and I see him down the ridge, probably 70 yards. And he's full strut. He's just, you know, the sun shines on him. He's gobbling, and I'm thinking, you know, he's going to walk his way right down this ridge, too. Well, this area that I'm hunting is really hilly, and he kind of caught me, you know, I guess kind of because I was a little bit hurried. He sort of made me break one of my cardinal rules about setting up in the woods. I try to never set up, you know, too close to the lip of the hill. But I could see the bird, and he's coming right down the ridge to me, and I'm thinking everything's great. And right at the last second, like right at, you know, 50 yards, just before he gets in range, he sort of flanks me and goes to his right, my left, and out of sight. And he's just over the lip of this ridge, and I can hear him drumming, I can hear him coming, he gobbles, and I get twisted around, and I know that this turkey is definitely close enough to kill, but I can't see. And I know he is about to pop up just right in front of me, and he gives one final loud gobble, and his head comes up at inside 10 yards.
Oh my
and
God.
It's close, it's touch and go, and I shot. The turkey disappears, and I thought I just dropped him dead. Well, I stood up, and when I did, I see a gobbler running on the other side of the ridge, just hoofing it down that ridge. Now I'm thinking, well, that's not my turkey. My turkey's laying over here dead, obviously. Well, there was no turkey laying there dead, and that one took flight and took off, and I'm like, how in the world did I miss? And I looked, and my haste to shoot, I had hit a little sapling tree, maybe, I don't know, the trunk might have been a little bigger around than my thumb, and I mean, it was right against my gun barrel. I don't think the pattern really even cleared the choke tube by very much.
Oh, no.
Before I hit that tree, and I just didn't see it, but, man, I shot that thing just almost clean out. And, no, I never did kill that turkey last spring. I chased that bird a couple more times and never did get him. So, yeah, when they asked me to write about a quote-unquote stupid turkey, that one was definitely the one, but I don't think the turkey was the stupid one in that particular tale, you know.
Well, it just goes to show even the experts, even the ones that do it all the time, can have nightmarish days afield. And I know that was a hard memory to share, but it sure was an entertaining story. So, folks, if you want to read more about this one and other ones about stupid turkeys, just go to fieldandstream.com. And while you're there, check out the other article that Will Brantley has there right now. It's all about hunting turkeys in the rain. Will, enjoy the rest of your vacation in Texas. I hope you get a few more gobblers down there.
Thanks, John. I appreciate it, man.
Why book at Sportsman's Cove Lodge?
Why is Alaska like no other place on Earth? It hasn't changed in thousands of years.
From the way you get here on a float plane to the way you go out with the guides and the boats, it's just a professional experience.
And I said, this is as good as it gets. I said, if you can't catch fish here, you can't catch fish anywhere.
Your experience with us will leave you speechless.
Book now at alaskasbestlodge.com.
Hunting and fishing are exercises in hope. Before you head into the woods, you hope to tag out on a deer you'll have to field dress. Before you make that first cast, you hope for a big fish to clean and fillet. When your hopes are realized, you'll need a sharp knife. Whether you sharpen that blade on a power sharpener in the shop or a manual sharpener in the field, WorkSharp has the tool for you. Look for WorkSharp products in sporting goods stores near you or online at WorkSharpTools.com.
Come explore the Dalles in Oregon for outdoors fun. Hike amongst the wildflowers, bike our riverfront trail, or visit the Gorge Discovery Center where you can enjoy a live raptor display. Or even check out our National Neon Sign Museum. But don't forget the fishing. We've got salmon, steelhead, bass, walleye, and monster-sized sturgeon waiting just for you. When the day is done, tell those tall tales at one of our wineries, breweries, or restaurants and plan your next adventure. Find out more at explorethedalles.com.
Looking to reel in the marketing opportunity of a lifetime? Then set the hook, because we've got it right here. America Outdoors Radio has sponsorships available, and we offer an affordable platform to reach thousands of listeners interested in fishing, hunting, and the outdoors. Find out more by contacting host John Cruz through his website at AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com. That's AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com. But hurry, if you wait too long, this big opportunity might just get away. That's AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com.
Betsy has a scratch.
Who has a what?
Betsy, my car. She has a big old scratch on her side. Honey, I've had her since college.
I know, honey. Take her to Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. It's going to be okay. Remember, that's where you told me to take my car because they do minor and major auto body repair and full paint jobs. And it looks like she could use one.
Crossroads Auto Body Repair.
You know they do free estimates. Call 530-226-0992. Write it down.
Got it. 530-226-0992.
Hey there, Marty Mosley here from Mosley Family Cellars. Mimi and I have moved our tasting room back downtown to the corner of Pine and Butte Street across from Corbett's and the Reading Chamber of Commerce. We're open Wednesdays through Sundays from 3 to 7 p.m. and Fridays till 9 p.m. While you're here, enjoy food from the Hearth Kitchen and Pie Shop and munch on some delicious handmade chocolates by Nanette de Chocolate. Come on down and enjoy life with us, Mosley Family Cellars at the historic Thompson House. Come as guests and leave as family.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at kcnr1460.com. Hi, this is Sue McClain, the sales manager here at KCNR. And if you've been considering advertising, but you're not really sure where to start, well, you can start with a phone call. My number is 530-605-4565. I can let you know how much our rates are and how we can help. So once again, if you have any questions regarding advertising and how we can help your business, our number once again, 530-605-4565. And thanks for listening to KCNR.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
You're back in with America Outdoors Radio. I'm John Cruz. Our next stop is the great state of Virginia. We are catching up with Ken Perot. He is the Outdoors Rambler. And if you haven't already, you should really check out his website at OutdoorsRambler.com. Ken, great to have you back on the air.
John, great to talk to you again. And your listeners, thanks for having me on.
Well, you've been a busy man as of late. I just wanted to catch folks up with you. Number one, congratulations. You won the Tom Kelly Communicator of the Year Award from the National Wild Turkey Federation at their annual convention. Tell us how you got this honor.
Well, let me just say I was blown away when I was notified that I was selected for it. It was huge, very unexpected, and one that left me very grateful and humbled. You know, there's so many deserving outdoor communicators out there. And what made it especially meaningful was that this was the 50th anniversary of the National Wild Turkey Federation, and that organization was founded in Fredericksburg, Virginia. And that's where I've been writing outdoor columns for the local daily paper for the last 25 years. And I did meet Tom Rogers once and wrote about him, and he founded the NWTF in 1973. And he actually used to hunt with friends of mine in Caroline County. I think the recognition's a bit, it's, while they present it annually, I'm not sure it's really an annual award or work that's done over the course of 1 year. I think it's a bit of recognition for a body of work over some years. And what some folks told me is that when I write, I always try to bridge the how-to, where-to, the hunting excitement aspect or fishing excitement back to a conservation angle to, you know, tie it all in that we need to take care of these incredible places that we love to hunt and fish, or we're not going to have them forever and they won't be there for future generations. So I think that had a big bearing on it.
Well, it's certainly quite an honor from a great organization, NWTF. Let's go ahead and let's talk a little bit about your dog, Jameson. Is it a he or a she that's a Boykin Spaniel?
It's a he. It's a he.
All right. I understand, stalking you on Facebook, that in March you got to take a trip to the Shady Grove Hunting Preserve, and looks like you got some chucker there.
Yeah, we do. You know, Jameson, he's a Boykin Spaniel. It's a breed that originated in South Carolina. It was really a crossbreed from several different breeds put together by a guy named Whip Boykin over generations, and they just have incredible hunting chops. He was trained mainly as a duck dog when he was a puppy. He went and he got his AKC junior hunter rating, and I take him out a few times a year, a lot of times in swamps or beaver marshes, smaller water, and we do some duck hunting. He doesn't get to go out upland a lot, so I try to get him into a preserve once, twice, three times a year, and he just has a blast. I have a blast with him. You know, most of the upland birds around here anymore, there's hardly any wild quail. So we hunt preserves where the birds are put out.
I'm a little intrigued about the Boykin Spaniel. Nicknames like Swamp Poodle and Canoe Dog, how'd they get those nicknames?
Yeah, the Boykin, like I said, was bred in South Carolina. It's the state dog of South Carolina. And when they were developing the breed, they were looking for a dog that would be very stable in canoes and, you know, be great at doing the classic hunts in swamps and small water, places where a big dog might not be the best. You know, a lot of typical wood duck habitat and stuff like that. So, yeah, they got to be called swamp poodles. That's a common term of endearment for them.
Yeah. I'm going to have to look into a Boykin. You know, I lost my Springer Spaniel last summer, and I'm definitely ready for another pup to take hunting.
Yeah.
Speaking of swampy places, you recently went to Louisiana, and you weren't fishing in the swamps, but you did do a saltwater trip that sounded kind of fun and kind of a stormy day, too.
Yeah, we were down there just last week, and the great thing about being in Louisiana in late March is that it's the start of the crawfish season, so you get to go to crawfish festivals and kind of try to eat your body weight in crawfish over the course of a week or so. And I did book a fishing trip, a one-day trip out of John Lafitte Marina, and we fished with Captain Gavin McCurchy. Gavin's a young guy. He's incredibly hardworking, born and bred in the bayou, and he really tried to get us on fish. But, oh, and I would point out, too, that that area took a pounding during Hurricane Ida back in 21 or 22. But a lot of the homes were flattened, washed away. They're still recovering. But, yeah, we, as my luck would have it, a line of thunderstorms developed the night before. We watched them on radar all night long, and we ended up getting delayed a couple hours before we could go out. I don't think we got the water till about 9 a.m. Our goal was to be out there at 6:30. And we made a quick run, picked up a few fish, and I think the low-pressure system shut things down a little bit, and it was really pretty stiff wind until about noon. But, you know, we got a half dozen redfish or so and some speckled trout, black drum, a sheephead. Good variety. I think we even caught a croaker. And we made one run about 1:30 or 2 to what was going to be our final stop near some islands that he knew. And I made my first cast. We're just starting to retrieve, and then all of a sudden the sky overhead just erupted in thunder.
Oh, wow.
And it's never a good feeling when you're out there on the water and that a pop-up storm or an isolated thunderstorm materializes right over your head. And we quickly retrieved the lines, and I asked him how far it was back to the marina and the lodge, and we had a pretty good run to go, and we saw some lightning off to the east, and we started running, and it was pouring down rain, pelting us, and when we were pulling in to stop, he didn't tell me the plan. I saw some structures ahead, and we just made a beeline towards those structures. And it turned out it was a inland oil and gas rig, and he knew some of the guys that worked there. And apparently, it's fairly common where the anglers get permission to, you know, tie up, get out of the weather. So we tied up and climbed onto this platform, went underneath it, and stayed sheltered for probably an hour, hour and a half until this really bad line of thunderstorms moved through.
Wow. Okay, that definitely qualifies as a memorable fishing trip. And you're right. There's few things worse than being on the water when a thunderstorm comes your way. That is a scary proposition. Been there, done that, don't like it at all. Last but not least, got to talk a little bit about the food that you're enjoying in Louisiana. What a feast you had on display on your Facebook page.
Yeah, like I said, you know, you go down to Louisiana and you got to eat. The cooking is just so good. Different crawfish dishes. We went to the Crawfish World Boil Championships. We went to the Etouffee Festival out in Eunice. And then we brought home 25 pounds of boiled crawfish. And we peeled the tails and put together a recipe that involved the fillets from the fish we caught with a sauce, a crawfish sauce, on top. It was kind of like a creamy, savory crawfish sauce. And I tell you, you put it over like these rustic mashed potatoes, and I can't eat that delicately. I just have to attack it. And the plate gets clean pretty quickly. But yeah, when you're in Louisiana, you got to eat. You get a chance to bring back the food and try it. And, you know, I would say, too, one of the big reasons why I went down to Louisiana was to go to the National World War II Museum. And if any of the listeners have not been to that museum in New Orleans, it is really an incredible experience, a visceral experience for a lot of people. There's a lot of exhibits and stuff where there's people with very moist eyes and more, where it's just a moving thing. So if you go down to Louisiana fishing, if you're on New Orleans, boy, make sure you hit that National World War II Museum.
I will definitely put that on my list of things to do, and I bet a lot of our listeners will too. We've got to go, folks, but if you want to check out more from Ken Perrote, as you just heard, he's been a very busy man. Go to his website, OutdoorsRambler.com. That's OutdoorsRambler.com. He's got all sorts of articles there. You can also follow on Facebook at Ken Perrote. Ken, always enjoy catching up with you on America Outdoors Radio.
Likewise, John. All the best to you. Take care.
We've been telling you about Sportsman's Cove Lodge in Southeast Alaska for a while now. They're truly Alaska's best lodge. Wildlife is abundant, from bears and deer to eagles and whales. And let's not forget the reason you're here, the fishing. Halibut, salmon, lingcod, rockfish, true cod, and more. It's all waiting for you in abundance at Sportsman's Cove Lodge. Book your trip today at alaskasbestlodge.com. That's alaskasbestlodge.com for Sportsman's Cove Lodge.
Hunt of a Lifetime is a nationwide nonprofit organization dedicated to providing hunting and fishing trips to youth 21 and under who suffer from life-threatening illnesses and disabilities. These adventures make big differences in the lives of those who participate in them, and in many cases are literally a dream come true that brings hope and therapy to their lives. Find out more, get involved, or donate today at huntofalifetime.org. That's huntofalifetime.org. huntofalifetime.org.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 33 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland Signs. Dry Creek Station in Bella Vista is now serving lunch. Enjoy grilled chicken breasts, beef ribs, fish and chips, a salmon filet, or their fabulous burger menu. Try their lunch special, taco salad with your choice of steak, chicken, or prawns. Kids' meals are also available. Dry Creek Station, open Tuesday through Sunday, serving lunch from noon to 4, dinner from 5 to 9, and happy hour from 3 to 5. Dry Creek Station at 299 East in Bella Vista, where quality and value meet.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, and emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Welcome back to America Outdoors Radio. I'm John Cruz. Our next stop is Bishop, Georgia, home of the Georgia Bulldogs, that perennial powerhouse in the SEC when it comes to college football. And if you hear some birds tweeting in the background, there's a reason for that. We are talking to Mike Arnold. He's a professor at the University of Georgia. He's actually outside for our little phone conversation today. And what kind of birds are you being joined with?
Hey, John, we have mockingbirds of mostly what you're going to be hearing out here, but there's also a beautiful raptor out here, a little hawk, so it's going to be squealing a little bit as well.
I absolutely love it. So let's talk a little bit about your book, Bringing Back the Lions, and it's all about the Southeast African country of Mozambique and the Zambezi Delta and the ecosystem there. Why don't we start off by telling folks a little bit about the good old days in the 60s and the 70s when a lot of folks were going over there for safaris. What was the lay of the land like back then and the animals?
Yeah, so it was a paradise. And for the 60s and 70s, up until the mid-70s, it was really a paradise. A lot of professional hunters that people would be familiar with, both European and some American PHs, as well as locals from South Africa and Mozambique itself. In this area that I was in, it's called Cotada 11, and Cotada is just a Portuguese term for a hunting concession, because it was a Portuguese colony until 1975, when the Mozambique folks got their independence from Portugal. So Cotada, that's all it means, is a hunting concession. Cotada 11 and that whole, what it's called, the Maramayo Complex, which is south of the Zambezi River. It's called the Zambezi Delta. It's like the delta around New Orleans, where I work a lot on plant species. So it's where the river spreads out. That mouth of that river spreads out and then finally goes into the ocean. The Zambezi Delta is the same way, except it's not as controlled as our Mississippi River is. So that area was game rich. It was wildlife rich. It was plant rich. It was everything. Because it's a tropical area, because it's a deltaic system, the soil is very rich. So to give you some numbers, okay, the sable antelope that were there were in, say, that people would probably think about as hunters, oh, they were in the tens of thousands. The water buck were up around 26, 30,000. The buffalo, 45. Cape buffalo were 45,000. The zebras were also in the there's Salu zebras there. They were also in the thousands. That was up until the War for Independence in 75, and then really up until the Civil War between the government and the rebels started in 1977. But up until that point, it was a game-rich and a destination for game-rich area and a destination for hunters.
So paradise became paradise lost after that. What happened?
Well, what happened was the Mozambique folks knew that it was a game-rich area, obviously. So you had the government troops were in the urban areas. They were holed up there, basically, holding on to those. And the rebel troops were out in the countryside, out in the bush. The rebel troops set up in that area, in the Zambezi Delta, in this Maramayo complex, and they literally put in basically a meatpacking area. And what they did was they shot everything that was a large protein source. So what I'd named the buffaloes, the sable antelopes, the water bucks, etc. And they use those to feed their troops all around the country, okay? And so you went from, for example, 45,000 Cape buffaloes in 1977 at the beginning of the Civil War. 1992, you had 1,200 left.
Oh,
you had eight zebras left, literally eight individuals.
Oh, my God.
You had 250 water bucks from a total population of 26,000 at the start. You had the sable antelopes were down to estimated about 30 individuals. Now, let me hasten to add, I'm a research scientist. They had game counts before the Civil War. Okay, they had them in 75, they had them in 76. So they knew how many animals were there from aerial surveys, et cetera. In 1992 and following on, they had game counts again. That's how they know how these populations had crashed. They weren't guessing, they actually were counting.
So enter your story, bringing back the lions. International hunters and local tribespeople got together to restore this ecosystem and to get these numbers back up. How did this come about?
Well, you had an entrepreneur, Carlos Faria, and he's chapter one in my book. And you, a nicer guy you would not meet. Ironically, Carlos was with Caterpillar, and he was one of their marketers and had done well, you know, really well all over the world. So he was a business person, but a marketer. He got into tourism, and he decided he would have three pillars of tourism, and one of those pillars of, you know, like hotels and things like that, but one of those, he wanted to do trophy hunting, and he wanted a concession, and this is the ironic part. when I was interviewing him, I said, Carlos, do you hunt? And he said, no, I don't hunt or fish. He said, I never have. I said, do you have objections to it? Obviously, I didn't think he did. And he said, no. He said, you just have to work too hard and you have to get up too early. He said, I just, you know, can't be bothered with either one of those things. So Carlos is a Mozambican. His mom was a black Mozambican woman. His dad was from the Azores, which is an island chain off of Portugal, and they met and married, and Carlos was born and raised and has always lived in Mozambique. So he went around and he asked people, professional hunters and outfitters, where in Mozambique, this was just at the end of the Civil War, they hadn't signed the peace treaty yet in Rome, but he went around and said, where would you go? And they said, Catata 11 and that Marameo complex. Absolutely, go there. He said, do you know what it's like? And they said, heck no, nobody's been there for 15 years, you'd get shot. You know, we assume it's not in good shape, but if you were asking us where it used to be great, that was the greatest place. So Carlos went in and bought the lease from the government, sight unseen, before the Civil War was over. And he said that he can still hear the echoes of laughter from all of his friends who were business people laughing at him for this crazy move that he did. Carlos then brought in an outfitter, professional hunter, a young guy named at that time Mark Haldane. Mark's still not that old, by the way. He's not as old as I am. But he brought Mark Haldane from South Africa and said, Mark, I need you to run this place for me. He said, I don't know anything about hunting. Mark had his own outfitting operation in South Africa, still does, and he brought him in. And the first thing they had to do was to do a reconnoiter of that area. The only way you could get in at that time, they'd signed the peace accord now. The rebels had agreed to lay down their arms. The government had agreed to allow the rebels to lay down their arms with no consequences. So they sent in a team of people. They walked into this area from the nearest town, which was not that close. They got into the area, and they were captured by the rebels. who had not laid down their guns yet because they didn't know anything about peace accord. And so that was in 92, and they finally got them out of there. Nobody was hurt. They convinced the rebels through, you know, their connections with the UN and all that, look, they were just there on a business deal. They're not there to spy or anything else. So they pulled them out, and they waited full year, and then Mark went in with one client. And I say in the book that the client did not sign up to be captured, and they weren't, but they got a Cape Buffalo, I think it was, and now I'm sitting here, I wrote this book, and they got a couple of other things. A red biker was one of them. And so it wasn't a very auspicious start either one of those years, but they slowly started building those populations up, taking very few animals each year, very few hunters, but investing in the area.
We have got to go ahead and wrap this up for now, but would you mind sticking around for one more segment so we can share, as Paul Harvey used to say, the rest of the story?
I would absolutely love to do that.
All right, stick around, folks. You'll hear more from Mike Arnold, the author of Bringing Back the Lions in Mozambique, right after this short break. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Worksharp. And if you are hunting this fall, you know the importance of a sharp knife. You're going to need it for gutting that animal, butchering that animal, taking the hide off that animal, and there's a good chance you have to sharpen it more than once while you're doing these things in the field. That's why a pocket knife sharpener or the guided field sharpener from Worksharp are great items to have with you. Whether you're after deer, elk, pronghorn, or bear, a sharp knife helps you get things done after you drop that animal. Look for Worksharp products at sporting goods stores, hardware stores, and ranch and home stores near you, or online at WorksharpTools.com. That's WorksharpTools.com.
Ready to step up to a quality-built rifle or shotgun that's a true classic? Check out Henry Repeating Arms, American-made. There's over 200 models to choose from in a variety of finishes and calibers for hunters and target shooters. Many of these are lever-action models with a look right out of the Old West. Don't be deceived, though. Henry Repeating Arms are modern, rugged, accurate, reliable, and have a lifetime guarantee. Find out more and order a free catalog today at henryusa.com. That's henryusa.com.
Hunt of a Lifetime is a nationwide nonprofit organization dedicated to providing hunting and fishing trips to youth 21 and under who suffer from life-threatening illnesses and disabilities. These adventures make big differences in the lives of those who participate in them, and in many cases are literally a dream come true that brings hope and therapy to their lives. Find out more, get involved, or donate today at huntofalifetime.org. That's huntofalifetime.org. huntofalifetime.org.
Campers, adventure seekers, hunters, and foodies. No matter the lifestyle, we can all agree on one thing. Great food and great people are worth remembering. At Camp Chef, we don't just make grills. We create each product knowing that a warm meal is always better when it's shared with those we love. Learn more about Camp Chef grills, smokers, and portable cooking equipment at campchef.com. That's campchef.com for a better way to cook outdoors.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You may be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee through the Employee Retention Credit. Call Omega Accounting Solutions to see if your business is eligible to recover payroll tax pay during the pandemic. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute consultation to determine your qualifications. Call Omega Accounting Solutions at 800-309-ERC. Omega's knowledgeable staff will streamline the process of filing complicated paperwork. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. CPAs even turn to Omega for ERC guidance. Take advantage of this exclusive small business tax credit before it's too late. The 3-year sunset deadline is setting soon. So find out if you qualify today. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredits.com.
You're back in with America Outdoors Radio. I'm John Cruz. We've got Mike Arnold back with us. He is the author of Bringing Back the Lions, How International Hunters and Local Tribes People Restored the Ecosystem in the Zambezi Delta of Mozambique. If you just heard our last segment, you heard that it was paradise, and then due to a civil war, it became paradise lost, with just about all big game species eradicated. Yes, you're hearing some birds in the background because Mike is coming at us from his yard in Bishop, Georgia, the home of the Georgia Bulldogs. Mike, thanks for sticking around.
Hey, I love it. I talk too long, don't I?
You know, it's a great story. Usually don't have guests stick around for two segments, but I couldn't believe where it was. So where we ended was the Civil War is over, and this person from Mozambique has leased the concession from the government, and he sent in his first professional hunter, and they bagged their first Cape buffalo, and now they're rebuilding the population. How are they going about doing that?
It was a two-pronged attack, okay? So let me give you just a real quick sketch. Mozambique has one of the highest malnutrition rates of any African country. It's about 47%. Really, really, really high among kids. You see that swollen belly in little ones, news reports and all. That's what's called kwashiorkor, and what that is protein deficiency. Kids are getting carbohydrates like maize or whatever else, but they're not getting any protein. The first thing to do was to start feeding the local folks. It would have been 47% malnutrition there at the time that Mark and Carlos and others went in. They have zero now. Zero kwashiorkor, zero malnutrition. They have a middle class developed. So I've fast-forwarded. So the first thing, though, that they did was start using the game animal meat to feed the local folks, to prove to them the one of the major benefits they were going to get out of this if they would help restore this area. The second is anti-poaching, and that goes on till today as well. Feeding the local population all the meat, giving them the meat, getting them, you know, that sustenance, and then the anti-poaching. It started out slow. They had to go in and pick up thousands of snares and gin traps and all sorts of different ways of capturing animals, and they had to slowly convince the local populations, the Sena villagers, that this was worthwhile. As they saw the employment coming in, et cetera, and they saw their meat coming in as they saw the, because they take 20% off the top of all of the, when I go in and hunt there, 20% of what I pay goes straight into the villages and into the villagers' pockets. And so they started seeing this. So 1992, you had 8 zebras. I'm going to give you some stats. Okay. Today, there's probably about 1,800, okay? 92, 8 zebras, now about 18, maybe up to 2,000. You had 1,200 Cape buffaloes, now you have over 45,000.
Oh, wow.
You had 250 water buck, you now are back up to around 26,000. You had, you know, hartebeest were gone, you now have thousands and thousands of hartebeest. You were down to 30 sable antelopes. Now they have close to 5,000. So all of this came about because of selective hunting, very closely controlled permits that Mark insisted on, Carlos insisted on, and the Mozambique government insisted on. And slowly those quotas have been raised, but they are still tightly controlled. Now, of course, the 100 Cape buffaloes or so that are taken every year, they're all old males. All of these are mature males out of any species that they're taking. And, of course, with those kinds of numbers, you're not even touching those species.
Right.
You know, however, you know, those animals are now spreading out all over the landscape, not just Katata 11.
Well, I love this paradise restored story, and I love how professional hunters, and like you said, local tribes, people and businessmen, help turn this around. And I think there's a big misconception from a lot of folks. I mean, there's a lot of anti-hunters out there, especially when it comes to African safaris, who just think that the hunters are there to get their trophies, but they don't see the benefits to the local population. And this is a great story about how hunting really has benefited the local population.
It's absolutely true. The other thing that you have to remember is that Mozambique, across Mozambique, one of the highest death rates from malaria, and that's normally in young and old, but mostly in young kids under about 3 years of age, it has one of the highest. I mean, it is, you know, 30-40%, whatever it is now, it has one of the highest rates. It's near zero in Katata 11 because they have a clinic and they give out free drugs. So when someone catches malaria, whether it's a pregnant woman or a child, an older person, they immediately put them on to the curative and they don't die from it. And so it's just like the kwashiorkor, the protein deficiency. It's no longer there. And people are opening up small stores. They're living near a school. They have their own agricultural fields. Every bit of, they have their own portable mill that they take around for folks to use for their millet and maize. Every bit of that, including the tractor that plows the field, was bought with $100. And the animals have come back, and it's not just what we go out to hunt as hunters. We're talking about songbirds. They bring in birders who are not necessarily hunters at the end of their season every year because some of the rarest forms in Africa occur there because they protected the woodlands and the open savannas and the pans and all of that. It's an amazing place. It really is.
Well, it's an amazing story, but we've got to add one more thing. You haven't once mentioned the subject of the title of your book. It's Bringing Back the Lion. What about the lions? What happened to the lions, and how have they been brought back?
Yeah, so the Cabela Family Foundation is really the instrument here, both the lions, and they also reintroduced cheetahs in 21. I'm going back to write an update for both the lions and cheetahs in June to these reintroductions. The lions were introduced. There were no lions there. They introduced 24. They're now close to 80, and that's after about 4 years. So they have pride structures and all of this. They haven't been hunted, obviously. They're just in there. The cheetahs will never be hunted. They reintroduced because they're just not on the game list. They were reintroduced and they're doing well. I just saw photos of cubs again sent to me today. And so it's a, you know, a wonderful story. But I will tell you, John, this is millions of dollars that you're seeing that the Cabela Family Foundation has invested in this. It is not cheap. And they are willing to do it because they believe in restoring ecosystems. And one of the restoration parts of this had to be the apex predators. I'm a biologist, so I feel pretty passionate about this.
Right.
To get those back in there. And they knew it. And I talked to Mark Haldane one time, and I said, what happens when one of these lions nails your $10,000 sable bull? He said, that's just the part of doing business. If we really want this ecosystem, these series of ecosystems back, we need the lions back. I thought it was amazing.
Well, the whole story sounds amazing, and I'm hoping that some anti-hunter out there is listening to this interview today, because hopefully we've changed your minds about hunting in Africa. Certainly a wonderful success story in Mozambique. Folks, if you want to get a copy of this book, Bringing Back the Lions, here's where to go. If you can get a signed copy from Mike Arnold at his website, MikeArnoldOutdoors.com. That's MikeArnoldOutdoors.com. Get a signed copy of Bringing Back the Lions, or you can always just buy it at Amazon or your local bookstore, too. But you won't get that signed copy like you would at MikeArnoldOutdoors.com. So head over to that website today. Find out more about this remarkable story of paradise lost and then paradise restored in Mozambique in the Zambezi Delta. Mike, thanks for sharing this with us today on America Outdoors Radio.
Thank you, John.
If you plan on going on an African safari, whether it be to Mozambique or another country, and you're after big game, consider bringing along a lever-action rifle from Henry Repeating Arms, chambered in .45-70. That caliber will take down just about anything you're going to come across in Africa, and it's a venerable cartridge that's been upgraded. Used to be used for buffalo in the American West, but some companies, like Buffalo Bore Ammunition, have got it enhanced to the point where it'll work quite well on African game. If you're after plains game in Africa, you might want to consider the Henry Long Ranger, chambered in either 6.5 Creedmoor or the good old Winchester 308. All of these rifles are made right here in the USA, and they are rugged, they're reliable, exactly what you need when you're facing down big game in Africa. Either one will work just fine on those lighter hoofed animals. You can check out the entire lineup of rifles from Henry Repeating Arms at their website. You'll find that at henryusa.com. That's henryusa.com. And don't forget to ask for your free decals and catalog while you're there. On that note, we have got to go. But I hope you've enjoyed our guest commentary as much as I have. My thanks to Mike Arnold, to Will Brantley, and to Ken Perot for some great conversations today. Hopefully, they inspired you to get out there and enjoy some of what Mother Nature has to offer when it comes to hunting and fishing. And as I leave you, I hope that you are blessed in the days ahead and that you do remember this. It is your country and your outdoors, so get out there and enjoy it.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Attention all hunting enthusiasts. Don't miss the 29th annual banquet for the Redding chapter of the Safari Club International, taking place at 5 p.m. at the Wind River Resort Center on April 29th. This year's event promises to be bigger and better than ever, featuring an exciting auction with amazing prizes such as hunting trips, guns, equipment, and artwork. And that's not all. There'll be games and a drawing for even more chances to win. For more information and to get your tickets, go to sciredding.org. We'll see you there.
What's being hidden from us? About the COVID-19 scenario? About covert climate engineering operations that are wreaking havoc with weather all over the world? About the totality of unfolding and accelerating global environmental collapse? If you're willing to face and investigate shocking, verifiable realities that mainstream media sources and their distract and divide talking heads will never tell you, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Saturday at 11 a.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us. What shall we?
K243CT Reading.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. The Justice Department launching an investigation into the release of what appears to be some Pentagon papers.
Documents were posted on several social media sites and appear to detail U.S. and NATO aid to Ukraine. They were labeled secret and resemble routine updates that the U.S. military's joint staff would produce daily but not distribute publicly. They're dated ranging from February 23rd to March 1st and provide what appears to be details on the progress of weapons and equipment going into Ukraine with more precise timelines and amounts than the U.S. generally provides publicly. Tisha Stevens reporting.
Also at townhall.com, the Republican chair of a House panel seeks information from a prosecutor in the Manhattan DA's office investigating former President Donald Trump. Edmund Moore reports.
House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan from Ohio expanded his investigation into the Manhattan District Attorney's Office on Friday evening, requesting testimony and documents from one of the prosecutors investigating former President Donald Trump. Congressman Jordan requested documents from Matthew Colangelo, a former top official at the Department of Justice, regarding his communications with DA Alvin Bragg's office before he joined the team investigating Trump's alleged hush money payments and false business records. Edwin Mora, Washington.
Tensions growing as Taiwan's government says China sending dozens of vessels and aircraft toward the island. That exercise earlier today, apparently in retaliation for a meeting between House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and the president of Taiwan. Afghan religious scholars say the government's ban on girls' education is, quote, un-Islamic, but a key government minister warning clerics not to speak against the government on that particular issue. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about the 100% drug-free relief factor. We all deal with aches and pains in our day-to-day lives, and I have had my fair share, including injuries like a detached quad muscle that, I can tell you, fell into the category of really bad pain. But I've been able to manage the pain by taking relief factor. It helps your own body to attack and fight off sources of inflammation, the source of most of our aches and pains, and I've loved it for years now. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick starter pack for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
A joint Saudi-Omani delegation reportedly due to head to Yemen next week to discuss the terms of a permanent ceasefire with the leaders of the rebel Houthi movement.
When a temporary UN-mediated ceasefire deal was not extended in Yemen last year, there were fears that the progress made during the time it was in force could be lost and there might be a return to all-out fighting. But in the months since then, there's been no major new eruption of violence, while several confidence-building moves between the warring parties have continued. The latest has seen the Saudi-led coalition lift restrictions on trade entering Yemen's southern ports. The planned resumption of diplomatic ties between Saudi Arabia and Iran has raised hopes that it could help lead to an end to the conflict in Yemen, where the two have been fighting a proxy war.
That is BBC correspondent Sebastian Usher. Italian Premier Silvio Berlusconi still in the hospital in Milan. He's suffering from a lung infection. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. Permitless carry is coming to Arkansas. Ron DeRockstra explains.
A bill that would ensure a permit is not required to carry a concealed handgun in Arkansas is on its way to Governor Sanders' desk, where she is expected to sign it. The bill approved by the majority Republican House is intended to clear up a decade-old disagreement about the state's gun laws. Opponents are worried the new measure will create confusion on where firearms are allowed. Enforcement of the bill begins this summer.
Excitement building in Ballina, a small Irish town, home to some of President Biden's ancestors. Biden's scheduled to visit the town next week, part of a four-day trip to Ireland and Northern Ireland. The Irish Family History Center says Biden is, quote, among the most Irish of all United States presidents. 10 of his 16 great-great-grandparents were born in the country. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The Red Bluff Roundup is on. April 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. Get your tickets now. $250,000 is up for grabs for 600 of the toughest cowboys and cowgirls. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the good seats while you can. It's consistent action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractor. Gates open at 5. Rodeo at 7 and an after party with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Windows and Red Bluff Guy. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30, and an evening concert by country music star Jackson D. And Sunday is Haleakala and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Red Bluff office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johanneson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Podcast.
This is The Pet Show with America's favorite pet expert, Warren Eckstein. Warren's the author of How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want, How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want, and he's here to answer all your pet and animal questions. Now, say hello to Warren Eckstein.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to The Pet Show. Is your boxer acting bashful? Does your feline have you in a funk? Are you being harassed by your husky? Well, if you love animals, care about wildlife and the environment, and want to really, really learn how to understand your dogs and cats almost as well as they understand you, if you're a bit confused about your dog or cat's behavior or just want to improve their lifestyle, you know what to do. Stay tuned, because once again, right here, right now, it is time for The Pet Show, America and Canada's first and only real pet psychology, pet training, behavior, and of course, pet lifestyle show. So hop up on my couch, bring those furry little buddies with you, and once again, let the animal analyzing begin. Hello, everybody. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show, the place where we absolutely, positively, never a doubt about it, love, adore, and as I stress every single week, respect pets and animals as much as you do. By the way, if you'd like to join me on the Ever-Growing Pet Show family, if you have a question or a comment about your dog or cat's behavior, just want to share a great story about a dog or cat you recently adopted, tell me about a dog you lived with in the past, or just brag about the dog or cat you have now, great time to give me a call. So if you have a question about your dog or cat jumping, humping, digging, scratching, digging holes in the backyard, your cat's not using a litter box, peed on your bed, you have a new girlfriend and your dog doesn't like her, you want to get a new cat but your old cat doesn't get along with new cat. Anyway, the bottom line is that's what this show's all about, helping you resolve any issues you may be having with your pets, but a whole lot more likely resolving any issues that your dogs and cats may be having with you. And just a reminder, new or not, everyone that calls into the show and actually gets to speak to me live on the air will be getting an absolutely fabulous, fabulous gift. Don't get excited. You know it's not for you. It's for that beautiful dog or cat looking up at you right now. And if you're new to the show, let me just explain that the gifts I give away here on this show, many worth $35, $45, even $50. People say, why do you give these away? Well, there's several reasons. Number one, many of my sponsors have been with me for 30-some-odd years. But more importantly, the majority of the products I give away here on the Pet Show could be related to the question you're asking me. For example, if you have a dog that scoots his butt on the ground, I have a product for that called No Scoot Soft Chew. So many of the products are directly related to what your situation may be. So plenty of time for your calls, lots of great stuff to give away. The phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. That's 877-725-8255. And as I said, everyone that calls in and gets to talk to me live on the air today will get a fabulous gift for their dog or cat. As I said, some of them worth as much as $50. Let me tell you what I have planned for today's show. However, by now you guys are aware, Warren, you're never going to get to all your subjects. I know that our calls are your priority, and that's exactly right. Your questions, your comments, your stories, your ideas are always my priority. So if you have a question or a comment, want to share a great story, or just brag about a dog or cat you recently adopted, or want to tell a great story about a rescue dog or cat, the phone number, 877-725-8255. And as I said, if you get to talk to me live, a great gift will be on its way for your good buddy. Here's what I have planned for today's show. Again, we'll try to get to all of it. If not, it'll be posted on my YouTube channel afterwards, which is youtube.com/WarrenEckstein. You know, very often, dogs and cats have been abused, neglected, or under-socialized, display what many people, even people in my profession, call aggressive behavior. But is it just possible that the dog or cat has an increased sense of vulnerability? Is vulnerability often misjudged for aggressive behavior? So many dogs that have been abused, neglected, or under-socialized, so-called aggressive behavior, I say no. Most of the time, it's just that they're feeling vulnerable. Love to hear from some people that have adopted a dog like this. Give me a call, 877-725-8255. Also coming up on today's show, you've heard the expression cat's eyes. Coming up, I will unlock the secrets of your cat's eyes, and believe me, the eyes have it. There's so much you can tell about your cats just by their eyes. Also coming up, now I know this may sound a little eccentric to some, and heaven forbid, that I would ever sound eccentric or crazed. Are you making your pets feel bad? Are you hurting your dog or cat's feelings? Are you shaming your best friend and not even realizing it? Coming up, we're going to talk about whether or not you're making your dogs and cats feel bad or hurting their feelings, and you might not even know it. Also coming up on today's show, just like with people, the importance of preventative care for your dogs and cats. It's not just that run for the emergency, preventative care for your dogs and cats. As always, plenty of time for your questions and comments, lots of great stuff to give away. So, if your pet happens to be chewing, jumping, maybe that rescued cat is confused about the litter box, maybe that beautiful dog you took off the streets isn't housebroken, suffering with separation anxiety, your feral rescue is depressed,
Your dog is chasing anything that moves, hates some people. Cat scratched your favorite chair, and your dog literally believes, if it moves or if it doesn't move, I'm going to hump it. If your dog is humping everything in sight, great time to give me a call. The phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255, the way to get through. Now, here's the question of the day. I love this question, and if you just answer the question, I'll also send you a great gift. What is your dog or cat's favorite nickname? Now, I've been doing this for a lot of years, and I don't think there's anyone who just calls their dog or cat by one name. I'll give you an example. A client of mine adopts a dog. The dog's name is Duke. After 2 days, it's Dookie. After a week, it's the Dukester. 2 weeks, it's Mr. Dookaluka-luka-luka. How many nicknames do you have for your dogs or cats? I'd love to hear them. Give me a call. Let me know. I'll send you a great gift. The phone number, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. On this Easter and Passover, let me wish you all a happy Easter and Passover. We are live here today. I'd love to hear from you guys as well. And I often say if you've adopted an older dog or an older cat or a dog or cat with challenges, your phone call with me might just be what sparks someone else listening across the country or Canada to go out and say, you know what? I'm going to go adopt an older dog or an older cat. I'm going to adopt a dog or cat with challenges. And let me tell you, when you do, they pay you back every day for the rest of their. So, coming up on today's show, what's your dog or cat's favorite nickname? How many names do you have for your dog or cat? My rescues, Molly and Willie, the Malone twins, Molly Malone, just so many different names, I can't even go over all of them. What's your dog or cat's favorite nickname? Give me a call, I'd love to hear from you. 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through to the Pet Show. Great time to give me a call. As I said, everyone that calls in will get a great gift for their dog or cat. I'm going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to get to you, Genesis, calling from Washington. But again, if you do have a question or comment, great time to call me. 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. Now, I literally have trained over 40,000 animals in my career, and I got to tell you, I don't know anyone that just has one name for their dog or cat. Everyone has more than one name. Love to hear from you guys. Give me a call. Got some great stuff to give away as well on today's show. Normally, I'll be giving away my Hugs and Kisses, Lucy Pet Food, Kitty Lickies, copies of my best-selling books, T-shirts, air horns. Today, I got some great stuff to give away. Cranberry Relief, cat soft shoes, no scratch spray. If you have a cat that's scratching your furniture, I got some of that to give away. If your dog or cat is licking on their paws, I got anti-lick paw spray, allergy soft shoes. Lots of great stuff to give away. 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. Let me take a quick break, and then we'll go right back to your phone calls. You know, for over 6 years now, you've heard me talk about Lucy Pet Food and what an incredible food it is. By the way, Lucy Pet Food, the food I've been feeding my guys, Molly and Willie, since I adopted them quite a while ago. But the benefits of Lucy Pet Food are amazing. They have that prebiotic and probiotic formula. It's manufactured right here in Southern California at their own plant. They have their own laboratory. And their passion for your dogs and cats is just unbelievable. But I don't want you just to take my word. Here's a listener and what they have to say about Lucy Pet Food.
I switched my dogs to the Lucy's Pet formula several years ago. Both my puppy that I rescued 5 years ago, she's in the car next to me if you hear her whining.
Oh, I can hear her, okay.
And my senior dog, both were on that, and they love it. I do the duck and quinoa Lucy Pet formula.
That's what I hear every day from people that have switched their dogs and cats to Lucy Pet Food. And here's the deal going on. If you go directly to Lucy's website, LucyPetProducts.com, LucyPetProducts.com, spend just $35 on Lucy Pet Food, dog food, cat food, wet food, dry food, kitty lickies, their dog food rolls, or any of their treats, spend just $35 at their website. Shipping is absolutely free. Check out LucyPetProducts.com. That's LucyPetProducts.com. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
No more monkey jumping on the bed. No more monkey jumping on the bed. No more monkey jumping on the bed. That is what the doctor said. Well, four monkeys were playing on the bed.
Hey, Julie, as one of the Hugs and Kisses counselors, you talk to a lot of satisfied customers, right?
I do. They even contact us from their vacations when they forget their Hugs and Kisses to ask if we'll ship overnight. Peggy from Maine emails, "My rescued husky shedding and itching was out of control. After giving him Hugs and Kisses, itching's gone, beautiful coat, I was able to put away my vacuum." And Pauline from California says, "Hugs and Kisses is a godsend. We spent over $2,000 on our poor, balding 14-year-old cat with no relief. Then I heard about Hugs and Kisses on the radio. In days, Casey stopped biting and scratching, and in just 2 weeks, his fur was growing back." Log on to thepetshow.com. That's thepetshow.com, where you'll find Warren's selection of health and wellness items for your pets with $5 flat rate USA shipping. Or call us toll-free at 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847. Warren Eckstein Hugs and Kisses 4-in-1 Vitamins. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line.
Spring is here, and there's no better time to try something new. Take a taste of Coke Zero Sugar and enjoy real Coke taste and zero sugar. Now available at participating Burger King restaurants. Try Coke Zero Sugar with your favorite food from Burger King. Satisfy your hunger and enjoy Coke Zero Sugar with a piping hot breakfast sandwich, like a sausage, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich. Sizzling sausage, fluffy eggs, and melted American cheese on a toasted croissant makes for a delicious breakfast to start your morning right. And don't forget the crispy hash browns. Or if the flame-grilled Whopper sandwich, BK Royal crispy chicken sandwich, or chicken fries are your fave, you are in luck. All Burger King menu items pair perfectly with an ice-cold Coke Zero Sugar. It's the perfect no-sugar sparkling beverage that goes great with everything. Take a taste of Coke Zero Sugar to enjoy spring your way at Burger King, where you rule. At participating U.S. Burger King restaurants. Sponsored by Coca-Cola.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Winter weather is upon us. When snow and ice and wind and rain can stir up dirt and grime on the roadways, impacting visibility and vehicle performance. So when the wash can't wait, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading, featuring car wash packages starting at only $9. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Network.
We're back on the Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. Got a question about your dog or cat jumping, humping, digging, scratching. Just want to share a great story about a dog or cat you recently adopted. I'd love to hear from you. Or I'd love to hear from people about their nicknames for their dogs and cats. By the way, everyone that calls into the show and gets to talk to me live will get a fabulous gift for their dog or cat. The phone number here, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. Plenty of time for your calls. Lots of great stuff to give away. Many of the items I give away, as I said, we're not giving away biscuits here. Many are worth as much as $50. So if you have a question or a comment, I just want to share a great story. And I always love to hear from people that have adopted older dogs or older cats as well. The phone number, 877-725-8255. How many nicknames do you have for your dog or cat? Give me a call, and I'll send you a great gift. But right now, let's go to Genesis calling from Moses Lake, Washington. Hey, Genesis, welcome to the Pet Show.
Hi. Thank you for having me on.
It's my pleasure.
I have a quick question. I've had these dogs for a while, and the one since it was a pup, and he's now 13 years old. Now, I have another one that's one of his offspring. That's his son. And recently, the last few months, I think the dad starts it. They start growling at each other when they go outside to go outside because they're house dogs. And when I let them out the back door, they kind of just this low growl, not like they're going to start anything. They just have this low growl. And they did not used to do this before. Now, the dad only has three legs, and I'm thinking he's feeling a little bit more vulnerable is what I'm thinking.
That could be part of it, but also part of it is they live inside together, okay? And when they go outside, it's kind of like they accept inside, but when they go outside, it's like a territorial thing that happens. So this growl is not unusual. In fact, a lot of people think a growl is a bad thing. A growl is not necessarily a bad thing. A growl is like saying to someone else, you know, leave me alone. I don't want to get into it. Leave me alone. That's what a growl is. A dog that often growls is letting you know that he doesn't want to get involved. So that low growl, as long as there's no battle going on, as long as there's no fighting going on, I would say leave well enough alone. I think if you get overly involved, you might cause a situation that's not there right now. That's number one. Number two is I know it's kind of hard, but see, if they had spent more time together off of your property, you probably would not necessarily have the scenario that you're running into now. So that would be one of the things I would recommend that you can do if possible. But I think right now, I know it sounds like the Armageddon, Genesis, but the bottom line is probably, as you said, how long ago did the older dog lose his leg?
It's been almost 10 years now.
Okay, so I don't think that's necessarily what's going on. I just think it's that they're establishing a little bit of dominance. And sometimes as we get older, we get a little cranky. And one is going to growl. As long as there's no physical challenge, I would leave well enough alone.
Right. And one other thing that he does do is when they come in, the food dish is kind of over there, kind of closer to the door. And as soon as they come in, he'll growl and he goes straight over to the food. They're like, nobody can touch the food, the dad. And one other thing that he does, too, like when I go to sit down on the floor, I usually pet them both. And once in a while, he'll growl. And it's like, okay, I'm done petting you if you're going to growl.
See, but what happens is a couple of things. Number one, just walking away from the growl is one thing. But you had said something before that. What did you exactly say before that?
There's food. Now, the dad.
Okay, here's what I want you to do. Real simple. Whenever you have any possessiveness over food, what I want you to do is start taking the dish with the food, feed each dog out of two bowls. Separate them by a half a foot or a foot. Once the dog realizes, if I don't get my food here, there's food there, that's going to eliminate a bit of that challenge. So I always recommend when a dog shows any type of possessiveness over food to give them more dishes so they don't assume that they have to protect their food because if they don't get it, there's food over there as well. So I would feed each dog out of two dishes. I think that would be a big resolution to your problem.
Okay.
And give them both a hug and a kiss, and don't go anywhere. I'm going to put you on hold, and I am going to send you for your dogs in Washington. I'm going to send you some Lucy pet food all the way up to beautiful Moses Lake, Washington. Hey, great time to give me a call. I got lots of great stuff to give away. Hugs and kisses, supplements, Lucy pet food, kitty lickies for your cats. copies of my best-selling book. I got all kinds of all-natural herbal flea spray. Everyone that calls in and gets to talk to me live on the air today will, in fact, get a fabulous gift for their dog or cat. The phone number, 877-725-8255. I also want to hear from some people in terms of how many different names they have for their dog or for their cat. I'd love to hear from you as well. Again, 877-725-8255, the way to get through. Hey, still coming up, we're going to talk about how often dogs and cats that have been abused and neglected or under-socialized. Some people assume it's aggressive behavior. It's not aggressive. It's possible they just feel vulnerable. We'll talk about that. We'll continue answering your questions. Great time to call me. Lots of great stuff to give away. I'm going to give away Easter and Passover mood. The phone number, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. A quick break, then right back to all of your phone calls. I'm Warren Eckstein, and you're listening to The Pet Show.
Attention business owners, 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the clutter factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the death of the salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. It's worked for 250,000 businesses worldwide. It'll work for you. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
The Red Bluff Roundup is on April 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. Get your tickets now. $250,000 is up for grabs for 600 of the toughest cowboys and cowgirls. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the good seats while you can. It's consistent action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractor. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7, and an after party with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Windows and Red Bluff Guy. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30, and an evening concert by country music star Jackson D. And Sunday is Haleakala and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Red Bluff office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere, Ag, and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in a Holiday Market shopping center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Dry Creek Station in Bella Vista is now serving lunch. Enjoy grilled chicken breasts, beef ribs, fish and chips, the salmon filet, or their fabulous burger menu. Try their lunch special, taco salad with your choice of steak, chicken, or prawn. Kids' meals are also available. Dry Creek Station, open Tuesday through Sunday, serving lunch from noon to 4, dinner from 5 to 9, and happy hour from 3 to 5. Dry Creek Station at 299 East in Bella Vista, where quality and value meet.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day, I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best-tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Hey, we are back on the Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. Got a question or comment about your dog or cat? Great time to give me a call. If you get through, I will send your dog, not you, but I'll send your dog or cat a great gift. The question of the day is, do you have nicknames for your dog or cat? Most people do. Some people are embarrassed to admit it. Give me a call. I'd love to hear from you. The phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. If you want to find out why your dog is jumping, digging, your cat is scratching, not using the litter box, doesn't get along with the dogs when you take her for a walk, great time to call me. And as I said, everyone that calls and gets to talk to me live will get a fabulous gift for their dog or cat. 877-725-8255. The phone number, 877-725-8255. Before I get to you, Michael, on the phones, I just want to share this with you. It's kind of one of my random thoughts from my YouTube channel this week. I guess this is why some people might think I'm a bit eccentric. Imagine that. You are the whole world to your dogs and cats. They pretty much rely on us for almost everything. Food, attention, love, care. But are you hurting your dog or cat's feelings? How many times have you said to your dog or cat, "Not now, I'm busy"? I realize that you can't give your dog or cat attention 24 hours a day, but rejecting them can cause behavior issues, including looking for negative attention. So when your pet comes over for some attention, take five. Give him a kiss, play with him. Is it good for the dog? It's good for your mental health as well. 877-725-8255. How many different names do you have for your dog or cat? I'd love to hear from you. Also, I'd love to hear from some people if you're celebrating Passover or Easter, which I guess most people are. Do your dogs or cats, are they kind of good with company? Do they enjoy having company over? Give me a call. I'd love to hear from you. And as I said, I will send you a great gift. 877-725-8255, the way to get through. Still coming up on the show, we're going to talk about whether or not you're making your dog or cats feel bad. And we're also going to talk about your cat's eyes and what they mean. Your cat's eyes mean an awful lot. They really do. 877-725-8255. Let's go to my friend Michael in the great state of Vermont. Hey, Michael, welcome to the Pet Show. Hello, Michael. Michael, what happened to Mike? Michael, did you...
Hello.
Hey, Michael, how you doing? Hey, Michael.
Good, yourself?
I'm doing good. What's up?
I got a pair of rescue cats I rescued as kitties. And they're both great cats and stuff like that, but one of them constantly sucks my blankets. You know, the other one's fine, but this one has been doing it ever since a kitten, and I can't make her stop.
Why would you want to make her stop?
Because I hate picking up my blankets. It's all wet. She sucks
well,
it,
see,
it's
here's...
really wet.
Now, well, here's what you might want to do. You might want to give the, and I, you know, I'm taking it from the cat's point of view, Michael, believe me. Understand that very often when a cat either feels secure, insecure, or they're just feeling a little out, they'll use, go back to their early kittenhood where the suckling on the mom makes them feel comfortable. So the sucking is kind of a way of making themselves feel comfortable. There are things you can do. There are products on the market you can spray to make your blanket taste bitter. Why don't you try this? Why don't you try giving a special blanket to the cat, and if she wants to nurse on that, let her. And the reason I'm saying that is I can easily stop it. I can say, all right, put this over here. Don't let her do this. But very often when you resolve an issue that goes back to early kittenhood, such as suckling, what often happens, other problems start to develop. She becomes a mouther, a chewer, a scratcher. So I know you don't like sleeping with a wet blanket, but what I'd like you to do is get a blanket, put it around where her bed is, maybe rub that blanket where she was suckling on your blanket when it's a little wet, and we'll make that transition. So you can have a dry blanket. You're not going to hurt your cat's feeling because she can suckling away. Just like some people scratch their head or some people suck their thumb into adulthood. It's all based on how it makes you feel. And in some cases, suckling on a kitten or cat's point of view just makes them feel a whole lot calmer. So that's the way I would approach it at this point. Other than that, is she good? No other problems?
Oh, no, they're both great cats.
Oh, God bless you.
Up there, this is what happens. If I sit up there and put a blanket around me watching TV, they'll both sit up there with me. But that's when she decides she needs to suck on the blanket again.
Because at that point, what's happening, it goes back to early kittenhood, and when you're sitting there with that blanket, you are now kind of her surrogate mom, and she wants to feel comfortable, so the suckling starts, which you also may want. You know what I'm going to do? Here's what I'm going to do. Michael, I'm going to put you on hold. Let's put Michael on hold. Michael, I'm going to send you some kitty lickies for your cat, okay? When you sit down to relax and put that over your head, I want you to give both cats the kitty lickies. Let's not correct them. Let's try distracting them, because the cat from the suckling perspective, if you say no, psychologically that could be damaging. She's not suckling because she's bad. She's suckling because she's feeling a bit insecure. So take my advice. I'm going to send you some kitty lickies. I think it'll make a big difference for you in the long run. Hey, by the way, great time to give me a call. If you have a question or a comment, come on, I want to hear your stories. Hasn't anyone adopted an older dog or an older cat? And here's why I preach this so much. Now, I've been doing this show for 43 years, and every time I get a call from a listener, whether it be Florida, Canada, New York, it doesn't make any difference. When a couple said, Warren, you know, I wasn't sure, but I went to the shelter, I went to a rescue, and I saw this older dog or older cat that was there for a long time, and I decided to adopt it. And it turned out to be unbelievable, the best thing I ever did. I want to hear from some people that may have adopted an older dog or an older cat, or a dog or cat with a challenge. And the reason I say that is, as I said earlier, it can make a difference and actually cause someone to go out and do the same thing. That's exactly what I want to do. 877-725-8255, the phone number, 877-725-8255. Speaking of pets and making you feel better, here's a new story. Loneliness has been associated with heart disease, Alzheimer's disease, and other negative outcomes. But older adults who own dogs or cats were 36% less likely to say they were lonely than those who didn't have a furry friend. Now, listen carefully. According to a study published in Aging and Mental Health, especially among those who live alone, a dog or cat can offer social interaction when other people aren't around. So it can help prevent disease, help you feel better, all the difference in the world. Think about adopting a dog or cat. Come on, guys. You know you adopted older dogs. 877-725-8255. Let me take a quick break. When we come back, we got Michael, we got Francis, we got Amy. We'll get to all your calls right after this. But right now, I want to brag. Listen, if you've been listening to The Pet Show for 43 years, you know, 30 years ago, I developed Hugs and Kisses supplements. I want you to listen carefully. The season isn't just changing this year. It's exploding into the most ferocious flea season ever. Along with fleas, another seasonal change for your pets is shedding. Get the jump on fleas and shedding with my Hugs and Kisses 4-in-1 Vitamin Mineral Supplement Treats. Formulated with prebiotic and probiotics for digestive support and gut health. Hugs and Kisses is the natural approach you want to tackle fleas and shedding in both dogs and cats. For just pennies a day, Hugs and Kisses promotes shedding and dander control, relief of skin problems, and shinier coats in pets of all ages. And did you know this? That fleas are much, much less likely to attack a dog or cat with healthy skin and coat because they don't burrow in. It's nice and moist. I want you to read the testimonials on Amazon.com, Walmart.com, or my website, ThePetShow.com. You know, with all the extreme weather we've seen, spring and summer will mean flea infestations everywhere. Help your dogs, help your cats enjoy a flea-free, shedless spring and summer of fun. Hugs and Kisses Vitamin Mineral Supplements, the one with my picture on every jar, which means my reputation is on every jar, are now available at Amazon.com, Walmart.com, or my website, ThePetShow.com. Or some people prefer phone calling. You want to call my office, call. If we're not there, leave a message. We'll call you back and answer any questions you have. My office phone number, 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430 and the word hugs, H-U-G-S. Your dogs and your cats will not only look and feel better, they'll absolutely be thrilled with my Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplements. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
You gotta put down the ducky.
Put down the ducky.
Put down the ducky.
Put down the ducky.
Put down the ducky. Yeah, you gotta leave the duck alone.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights. And you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it. By only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-507-3114. 800-507-3114. 800-507-3114. That's 800-507-3114.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
This message is from our sponsor, Subaru, and the 2023 Subaru Forester. With standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, award-winning safety technology, and up to 33 miles per gallon for go-everywhere capability. It features 74.2 cubic feet of cargo space with an extra-wide rear gate opening, making it easy for you to bring along your gear. The 2023 Subaru Forester, the SUV for all you love. Learn more at Subaru.com.
Betsy has a scratch.
Who has a what?
Betsy, my car. She has a big old scratch on her side. Honey, I've had her since college.
I know, honey. Take her to Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. It's going to be okay. Remember, that's where you told me to take my car because they do minor and major auto body repair and full paint jobs. And it looks like she could use one.
Crossroads Auto Body Repair.
You know they do free estimates. Call 530-226-0992. Write it down.
Got it. 530-226-0992.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
Here's a little jingle from the Thule Kids.
You can play it, you can pause it, you can skip it, you can stop it with a hop. When the hopper takes over your commercial, the hop with the hop. Where the apps are the coolest and the music is the coolest with the hop. All the cats and chicks can get their kids with the hop. Let's go!
Thank you for calling BNT Satellite at 241-3474. That's 241-DISH.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley. Are you missing Newsmax? Call me because I make TV easy and I can get it back for you. My phone number is 241-3474. In case you didn't hear that, that's 530-241-3474. Or visit us at 1007 Dana Drive, Redding, California. Check us out on the internet at bpsatellite.com. Shasta County's only DISH Premier retailer. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Smelly cat,
No smelly cats here on the pet show. I'm Warren Eckstein. Great time to give me a call if you got a question or a comment about your dog or cat. I want to find out why they behave they do. For example, do you know why your cats knock things off the table? They take their paw and they swat things and knock them down. There's a reason for that, and I'm going to give you that reason coming up. So if you're a cat guardian, you're not going to want to miss that. But right now, the question of the day is, how many nicknames do you have for your pets? Let's go to my friend Francis first. Then we got Amy in Maui, Chris in Pennsylvania, but right now it's Francis in beautiful Lakeland, Florida. Hey, Francis, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing great. What's up?
I have a Molly, and I named her after the little girl on Annie. That's where I got the name Molly.
Yeah.
Because her mom died 2 days after she was born, and I adopted her, and bottle fed her the whole nine yards. And it started out with Molly. Then I called her Molly Magoo. Then I started calling her Miss Molly Magoo. Then I started calling her Babalu Kitty.
And then, Francis, you may be calling the wrong therapist. You're the one.
Hey, you want the nicknames? I got nicknames for you.
Give me more. Give me more. Come on.
Then when she had a bad case of fleas, I called her Mimi Flea Kitty.
Go ahead. What's the new one?
Now, I adopted another cat, a stray cat, and I decided to call her Gigi, and I've only had her 3 weeks, and I call her Giggy. I call her Giggles.
I adore you. And you know what? I think that the our dogs and cats really enjoy all these names. I mean, my two, Molly and Willie, it's the Malone twins, Mr. Willie or William or Miss Molly. Yeah, there's so many different names. It's a great relationship. Francis, I got to move on, but don't go away. Let's put Francis on hold. Let's send Francis some kitty lickies also for his cats. Appreciate the call. Your cats are going to love it. You're going to have to come up with new nicknames for them. The phone number here, 877-725-8255. Amy in Hawaii, we'll get to you. Chris in Pennsylvania. I got hugs and kisses to give away. Lucy Pet Food, copies of my books, hemp seed oil. You just heard me give away some kitty lickies. Listen to this. If you are owned by a cat, I don't say that lightly. I mean it seriously. If you are owned by a cat, and you cat people know who I'm talking about, you understand what I'm going to say. Cats call the shots. They're in charge. Cats will let you know when they want to play, when they want to sleep, when they want to eat, when they want to socialize. And let me tell you, what your cat really wants is kitty lickies. Kitty lickies are amazing. They're manufactured by Lucy Pet. They're scrumptious, lickable mousse cat treats and food toppers. Your cats will either enjoy kitty lickies directly from the pouch, or you can squeeze it over dry food for an extra treat. It's absolutely incredible if you have one of those finicky felines with food. You know who I'm talking about. Little kitty lickies on their food, and watch them chow it right down. Kitty lickies, lickable mousse treats, comes in three kitten favorite and cat favorite flavors, chicken and duck, sardine and tuna, or salmon and chicken.
but I don't want you just to hear from me. I actually want you to hear from one of my listeners who has kitty lickies and how their cats reacted.
On my last order to Chewy, I, as an afterthought, asked them to put in some kitty lickies.
Yeah.
And, man, I couldn't squeeze it out fast enough. She went crazy. This is the chicken and duck. She's crazy for it.
These are the calls, the texts I get every day from people all over the U.S. and Canada saying, Warren, thank you for letting us know about kitty lickies. It's absolutely amazing. And here's the deal. If you go directly to Lucy's website, lucypetproducts.com, you'll find the kitty lickies there. You'll find Lucy pet food, dog food, cat food, wet, dry. By the way, Lucy pet food is manufactured in their own plant right here in Southern California, and they even have their own laboratory. Coming up, I think it's on May 16th or not, I'm actually doing my show live from Lucy Pet's headquarters. So check out lucypetproducts.com. Spend just $35, shipping absolutely free. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
Satisfy your cravings with Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading. Enjoy breakfast burritos from 9 a.m. to noon for only $6.99. And don't miss Taco Tuesday. Choose from chicken, beef, or ground beef tacos for only $2.25 each. Roliberto's Taco Shop also offers burritos, taco salads, and delicious combination plates, including two crispy tacos, a taco and enchilada, taco and tostada, carne asada, fajitas, and more at Roliberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street in downtown Reading. Mention you heard this ad on KCNR and receive a free taco between 6 and 9 p.m. Open Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout or join us at Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
Hey, Redding, what's better than an ooey gooey cheesy sandwich? How about five different ooey gooey cheesy sandwiches? Black Bear Diner just launched their limited time ooey gooey cheesy choices that'll cover you for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Come on in and try one of those delicious sandwiches today.
Black Bear Diner.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
The City of Reading cares about clean, affordable transportation. Reading Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price of the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
We are back on the Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. Let me do this. I'm going to have to break for the top of the hour. You got a great question, Amy, and a great question, Chris. I don't want to rush you guys, so if you can just bear with me, grab a cup of coffee, give your pets a hug and a kiss, grab me through the top of the hour break. When we come back, you'll be my first two callers, and I promise I'll send you some super gifts. I just want to mention this. If you live with a cat, I want you to listen to me carefully because we're going to talk about this later. If you spent any amount of time with a cat, You've likely seen them bat at something on a table until it falls off. Maybe it's a drinking glass, or perhaps it's your phone. Though somewhat hilarious and perhaps maddening, this is perfectly normal cat behavior. There are many theories about it, which include everything from boredom to attention-seeking to hunting simply being playful. Cats are naturally curious, but here's the difference. This is what people don't get. There's a difference between dogs and cats. Dogs explore the environment with their mouths. They lick, they touch, everything is with their mouths. Cats, on the other hand, are entirely different. Cats explore with their feet, with their paws. So cats are much more likely to explore by touching and pushing an object with their paws rather than sniffing it the way a dog would. Just another reason why you should keep real expensive stuff off the countertops. Hey, the phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. When we come back, we have plenty of time for all your calls, lots of great stuff to give away, and also one of the questions of the day is, what cat's nickname, or how many nicknames do you have for them? We all do. I also want to hear from some people that have adopted older dogs, and also we're going to talk a little bit about whether or not you are making your dogs feel bad, if you're giving them a bad complex. We'll talk about that. We'll answer all of your pet and animal questions. As I said, lots of pretty amazing stuff to give away. The phone number, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. A quick break, then right back to your phone calls. I'm Warren Eckstein, and you're listening to The Pet Show.
Clean it up, clean it up, willy-nilly, silly old man. Clean it up, clean it up, tubby little tubby all stuffed with fluff.
The Red Bluff Roundup is on April 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. Get your tickets now. $250,000 is up for grabs for 600 of the toughest cowboys and cowgirls. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the good seats while you can. It's consistent action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractor. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7, and an after party with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Windows and Red Bluff Guy. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30, and an evening concert by country music star Jackson D. And Sunday is Haleakala and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Red Bluff office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.